If you're a young couple or you have maybe kids or friends that are a young couple, this is for you. And the teaching today is that you have to realize that most men want to provide and protect, and most women want to support and to create a home, create a safe place. Not always, but most of the time. This came to mind because earlier this week I was talking to a friend, a young man in his late 20s, was getting married soon, later this year. And we were talking about, should he get this one apartment that is in a more urban part of town, but a little bigger and therefore more expensive, or if he should get a place that's a little more secluded, but it's smaller and not as expensive. And so we got talking about some of the things that he wants versus his wife to be. And so it got me thinking about this. So here's the advice that I have, or some of the wisdom, I guess. As I said, when you're looking at a place to rent or to buy, you have to be aware that a man longs to, as I said, to provide. And so he's going to be thinking about money and costs. Not always. This is not necessarily true of everyone. Not a sexist statement. But most of the time, a man's going to be thinking about providing and protecting. And so, will this be a safe place for my wife to be, for our kids one day? And then, of course, about provision, meaning, can I afford this? Can I afford it today and in 6 months and a year? And the woman, not always, but sometimes, she will think of, can I make this place a home? Can I feel safe here? First, because she might be home more often, maybe not. She might work full time, but still, she wants to come home to a place that is beautiful and she can make beautiful and pretty and beautify. And then that she can build a nest with her husband, and they can be safe and happy together. And safety is a big part of that. And then, of course, eventually the woman is thinking about, will I have room for our baby to come? Is there a spare room? Is there a second bedroom for guests or for my parents to come and help? So when thinking of a new beginning, renting a place or buying a house or renting a house, does it matter how much it costs? Is that more expensive? I mean, more important than what it looks like or what part of town where it's located? As I said, you have to know your partner, your wife to be, your husband, and have that conversation and be as honest as you can be. Of course, every couple will say cost is everything and we want to be able to afford it. But maybe you want to go for the more expensive space, even though it's smaller, where you feel safe. Or if you don't want to be in a place that is too small, you want the bigger apartment or house, but it's in a more urban part of town, maybe that's okay for you. Maybe you're more of an outside person. Maybe you're more of a homebody. All those things matter, and it's part of the importance of communication when it comes to relationships. And so now, what are some of the things that I've experienced in my life? What are some of the things that I have done, Rochelle and I, now married 30 years, amazing. Well, I was telling my friend that when Rochelle and I first got married, we got an apartment that's in a more urban part of town next to a liquor store, of all things, in a complex with maybe 9 other units or 8 other units in a busy street. My beautiful wife actually got into a car accident just a block away from where we lived for, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years. We lived in it, which is about 1 bedroom, and we got broken into the first week we were there. I mean, so if you think about it, it wasn't, quote unquote, a safe place, but we both didn't need safety or being in a fancy, secluded part of town. We both value urban living, even next to a liquor store, We both value being people that are outside, not just inside, hiding from the world. We both value serving our community, people in need. We value knowing our neighbors and being a light to the darkness. In front of our place, we had the gay and lesbian parade, and we would go outside and meet people and greet people and just be friends and talk about Jesus. As I said, we had a liquor store next to us, and we got to know the owner and became good friends and prayed for her. We had a lot of gay friends that lived in the complex, and we prayed for many of them and counseled a few of those couples. So our values were not necessarily safety or cheap. We, of course, yeah, wanted that, but we had more of a missionary, you could call, or a missional or an outreach value. Now, what was nice is that building was owned by a friend from church, and so we did have a connection there to God and to safety. We knew that this man would take care of us and would take care of the apartment complex. And I think it was, yeah, 4 or 5 years later, after being broken into, after having some of our neighbors complain because I would play worship music too loud, and having this liquor store next to us with a lot of people that would go in and out and people that were drunk. And like I said, but, you know, we loved every part of it. We loved walking to the restaurants there near the place where we lived. We loved, as I said, our neighbors. And when it was time to have our first baby, we bought a house. Not because we didn't want to raise a child there. No, it was just a matter of space and opportunity and timing. And so we bought a place, a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom. I guess it was 2 and 2. No, it was actually 3 and 2, yeah. And then we built and added on from there, and God blessed us, and we're still in that house. So, and that was just our story. But see how it depended upon who we are as people and how we came together around a certain set of values. So that's what I would recommend. You have to listen to your wife or husband-to-be, your boyfriend, the person that you're married to or with, and make sure that you're honest about your values and line up your values. Your values should line up, which goes back to, why are you getting married to this person to begin with? Or why you're in a relationship with someone whose values you don't share? That's, I think, step one, is make sure you have Jesus in the center and that your values, speaking of, well, talking about, meaning values such as cost, vision, outreach. Some people just want to be home and run from the world. I would say a lot of people do that these days. And so you want to decide based on your own personal values. And then remember Jesus. Remember to ask God, Lord, what do you want for our marriage, for our relationship, for our place where we live? What is your calling upon our lives? And decide on that, based on that. And of course, cost and parking and laundry and safety, all those things are important to everyone, of course. And you want to put everything on the table and begin to sort out your top values as a couple. And that could go also for roommates. It could be that you have a roommate or two roommates, or it's 3 guys or 3 girls or whatever it may be. It could be a temporary situation or just for 6 months. You might have other expenses, other bills. It might be something that you want to be close to work, and so you're mitigating some of that. All that stuff matters, but you have to come together around a common set of values and decide based on that. I think that is the big lesson that I was sharing with my friend and I wanted to share with you guys. And I hope that helps. I hope that wherever you're at in life, maybe even if you're not at a place of getting married or dating someone, or maybe having a relationship, it could be that you're making a decision on moving or job or career, and you're thinking, how do I decide? As I said, think of God, and then second, think of your common set of values that you and the person that you're living with have. And then third is, of course, cost and safety and nearness to work. All those practical things would be third. I hope that helps. I hope that you can think clearly if you're in a time of transition, always with God first, and you are always willing to become yourself, as is the name of this podcast, and also the Trick Podcast of Joy, Gozo TV, that all these, my hope and prayer is that all these things can help you to be yourself and to most of all be the person that God created you to be. Thanks again for being here, and I'll see you next time. If you would like my coaching, please email me at trigger@davidtrigger.com. Go to my website, davidtrigger.com. Make sure that you share this episode with a friend. I'm trying to grow my audience. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Peace.